looking ahead to the legislative session, we know going into it what Governor Scott's priorities are. Mm-hmm. And what has he basically laid out as his plan for this year?
Governor Scott's priority is consistent with what it's been in the past, which is doing everything he feels is necessary to encourage and expand business in the state of Florida. This year, that really kind of centers around tax cuts for business.
What form are those tax cuts taking? What is he proposing to do?
He wants to completely eliminate Florida's sales tax on machinery for businesses. That obviously would be a big help for businesses wanting to either expand or come to Florida to set up factories or offices, places of business. And it sets Florida up where it really is in competition with other states for these corporations.
And in addition to that, he also wants to reduce the corporate income tax. Is that right?
That's right. And again, it's all about reducing the cost of doing business in the state of Florida to make more investments, create more jobs, bring more people, and create what he sees as a virtuous cycle of growth.
Has this resonated with the people of Florida?
It's not sexy stuff in as far as the average voter is concerned, but it's very effective type of program for business itself.
So what is the theory here that if you give these kinds of tax breaks to businesses, how does that benefit the average person in Florida?
Well, it creates jobs and it creates taxes for the state. And those taxes can be used for better roads, better schools, all the services that the state government provides. It's really very much a supply-side economics lesson. Goes back to Ronald Reagan and beyond. Cut taxes on the business community, create wealth for the overall population.
So paradoxically, you cut taxes, but then you have more tax revenue coming in because people are moving here for jobs and creating that tax base that way.
That's the theory, and it's worked in some cases, and in some cases it hasn't. But that's what Governor Scott believes, and I give him credit for sticking to it. I mean, he is a man of his beliefs.
Thank you. We've been talking with WJCT business analyst John Berth.